Let's Mix It Up in 2026 by Dr. Eric Plasker. 2026 is a fresh start that many of us have been waiting for. Whether you've already mastered your ideal 100-year lifestyle or you're a wonderful work in progress, 2026 will give you the opportunity to bring fun back into the mix. If you could use a little help to start things off with a bang, let us give you a hand. Here's a list of 100 ways you can up your game and mix things up in the new year. Let's all enjoy not only the benefits of but the process of living at 100% in 2026. Write a letter to your future self about your hopes and dreams. You're never too old. Utilize visualization, vision boards, or whatever tool works for you to see yourself changing and thriving. Try a new healthy recipe each month and share it with family and friends. Think about the people you love and determine if there's something you can do to help them live their 100-year lifestyle. Take the 100-year lifestyle assessment to understand your habits. Get up and move every hour during work. Unplug from digital distractions daily. Take the stairs every chance you get. Learn about the longevity economy and determine how you fit in now, and how you'll fit in the future. Take stock of your finances and evaluate the decisions you are making with your money. Look at all the aspects of your life that don't align with your values and make the necessary changes. Look at your nutrition, both meals and snacks, and see where there is room for improvement. Consult a professional if need be. Examine the beliefs you hold about yourself and see if they are still accurate and if you still want them to be accurate. Take a look at not only what you eat but when and how you eat and create better habits. Swap processed snacks for whole foods. Surround yourself with messages that motivate you. Check out the 100-year lifestyle store. Support local businesses that align with your values. Stop. Just stop doing what you should be doing or could be doing or usually do for an hour, a day, a week, or longer and see what happens. Stay hydrated. Start a bedtime ritual that signals your body to relax. Sign up for the 100-year lifestyle newsletter to receive articles and podcasts helping you live your best life every day. Share the wisdom. Find a mentor, or mentor someone yourself. Share a skill or passion with others to create connection. Set a word of the year to guide your intentions. See if there are any tools you could use, like fitness or scheduling apps, to make your life less hectic and chaotic. Regularly plan quality time with family and friends. Reflect on what brings you the most joy and make time for it. Reduce toxic exposure by choosing organic foods and organic or eco-friendly products. Reap the benefits of getting more indoor plants. Read a book, newsletter, Substack, or listen to a podcast that inspires or challenges you every month. Prioritize lifelong learning in whatever form that takes for you. Learn a new hobby, travel, or engage in a new sport. Prioritize the right amount of quality sleep for you nightly. Practice active listening to strengthen connections. Perform a 100-year lifestyle personal energy inventory to identify energy leaks. Opt for the stairs instead of elevators. No one ever said sugar was good for you. If you need to make changes in your sugar consumption, don't put them off. Make forgiveness a regular practice. Ask yourself if you are breathing properly. If you aren't sure what that means, take a class or watch a video. Make a new friend, and build on existing relationships that you value. Grab a notebook and make a list of things you're excited to accomplish this year. Make a list of all the ways that you invest in yourself. Ask yourself if you're making enough of an investment. Develop the habit of celebrating small milestones as well as big achievements. Learn to say no to things that don't serve you. Laugh as often as possible, it's good for the soul. Keep your eye on long-term goals during short-term challenges. It's important to question our thoughts and actions on a regular basis. It keeps us from getting stuck. Are you still asking questions, and asking the right questions of yourself and others? Investigate your family history of disease and then set out to rewrite it. Invest in yourself, learn, engage in self-care, or simply enjoy life. Give yourself the gift of a standing desk or ergonomic tools for better posture at work. Don't skimp on a quality mattress and pillows that support spinal health. Incorporate seasonal eating into your meal plans. set aside 10 minutes of your lunch break to practice mindfulness. If you are a person of faith, take stock of where you are. Have you lost faith recently? Would you like your faith to be stronger? If life has gotten easy, step outside your comfort zone and do one hard thing. Identify what gives you a sense of purpose, and pursue it. Honestly review your current lifestyle and, if necessary, make the transition from crisis care to proactive preventive care. Have a 100% conscious day, or week or year, where every choice supports health. Give something in your life a second chance. If you tried something and decided against it in the past, revisit it. Whether it's broccoli or horseback riding, you might have changed your mind, tastes, or interests. Give back by volunteering for causes that resonate with your values. Get up and move every day. Put yourself first by committing to a regular exercise schedule. By doing something you love to do, it won't feel like a chore. Get curious, it makes you happy. Soak in some unconditional love. Get a pet or spend time at an animal shelter. Forgive someone you've been holding resentment against. That can include yourself. Find a 100-year lifestyle provider near you and get regular chiropractic adjustments to keep your spine and nervous system functioning at 100%. Feeling like too much of an observer instead of a participant? Find yourself in service. Feed your adventurous nature by trying a new type of healthy food, regardless of whether you're eating out or cooking in. Familiarize yourself with Max's story and decide how you're going to take advantage of this advance notice. Examine your routines with an eye to identifying ruts. If you've got too many, commit yourself to more outside-of-the-box thinking. Establish a process to be continually decluttering all areas and aspects of your life. Enjoy the journey and the year ahead. Develop an arsenal of different ways to effectively deal with stress. Dedicate regular time, an hour a week or a day a month, for example, to spend time in nature. Declutter your mental space by reducing multitasking. Decide to spend time each week doing something purely for fun. Cut decision fatigue out of your life. Create a more balanced life. Start by looking at how much time you spend on social media and adjust it as necessary. Design your 2026 calendar of prime time, prep time, and play time. Consider starting a mindfulness practice such as meditation, a gratitude journal, or starting each day with a positive affirmation. Check out plant-based eating. Read about it, find some recipes you like, and give it a try for a day, a week, or longer. Commit to taking regular screen-free evenings. Make it a habit to take a brisk 10-minute walk after meals. Collaborate with friends on creating a personal action plan for healthy longevity utilizing the 100-year lifestyle guidebook. Choose to surround yourself with people who inspire and uplift you. Select high-energy foods and activities over low-energy alternatives. Go for energy-enhancing relationships over draining ones. Challenge your brain by learning a new skill or hobby or listening to music. Catch yourself smiling and then repeat as often as possible. Calculate your MPYR to determine your longevity potential. Build your ideal healthcare team starting with your chiropractor and including the trained, caring professionals who you want guiding you on your path to healthy longevity. Boost your oxytocin levels by doing something nice for someone else. Begin your day with a 5-minute stretch or yoga session. Become educated about sustainable living practices and share what you learn. Be mindful of catching negative self-talk and replacing it with constructive feedback. Be brave. Take a bold step, whatever that might mean for you. Banish loneliness from your life or the lives of family or friends. Take it upon yourself to instigate events and create connections. Assess your track record when it comes to following through on things. If it isn't good, figure out what you have to do to improve it. Ask other people what they think. Hearing another perspective on something often helps you in your personal growth. Aim for progress, not perfection. Advocate for policies that promote healthier living in your area, region, state, and country. Adopt a prevention-first mindset in every aspect of your health. If you are a work in progress, as most of us are, living at 100% in 2026 doesn't mean perfection, it means committing to small, meaningful changes that add up to a big transformation. Start with just one or two items from this list and build from there. Have fun while you do them, so you'll stick to it. By the end of the year, you'll look back amazed at how much has changed in not only your health but in your entire approach to life. Here's to mixing things up, having fun, and getting healthy in 2026.